I think, for climate finance, the first generation of climate finance, a lot of it went to mitigation and not as much to adaptation. And so, for example, I mentioned the climate investment funds for multilateral development banks. We received around $10 billion through that fund, all the MDBs together. Only 17% went to adaptation, and the other went to mitigation, mainly energy and transport. But now there's a big push to focus more on adaptation. That's why the World Bank is looking at both adaptation and mitigation in equally. And so I think and I hope that in the future, as adaptation becomes more prominent, and as we all make a stronger case for the important role of water in adaptation, more of those funds will become available.